This sculpture, titled Double Eagle, is by artist Peter Farrakis. A prolific sculptor and teacher for much of his life, Peter grew up in a small town on the Wyoming prairie.
When I was in Wyoming, I used to walk into the hills of Hanna, and it was a great thing. There was coyotes and wolves and all that. Well, I ran across two eagles, and they were just pups, but they were almost as tall as me. I'm about 5 or 6 years old. And here's these two eagles that had been released, because, you know, there's a lot of natural things that go on in Wyoming that we don't even hear about. And so for a while, I used to walk with two eagles, because they were there walking. For some reason, eagles, unless they're flying, do a lot of walking. And they're big birds. And I remember those two. So that's the double eagle. That's where that comes from.
Moving to New York in the 1950s, Peter is considered one of the founders of a 1960s avant-garde movement that applied mathematical concepts to sculpture. He became fascinated with geometry, time, the fourth dimension, and creating works held together only by the force of gravity.
The main thing I found out for me was gravity. The great force, if you can use it, it's free. And so that's what my pieces have been based on, the fact that they are free when gravity is holding them together. Not glue, not bolts, not welding. Everything has to be 90 degrees, the right angle. All those things are put together and they hold together because of the angles. So I take advantage of that. And lately I've been doing more abstract shapes, but I have to be very careful how I cut the slot. Oh, then I gotta rebuild it. If it doesn't work as a right angle, 90 degree, because there are certain laws in the geometry that I have to use or else it's not gonna hold up. So I find that the structure has to stay inside of an integrity that is a right angle. I found out that the slot, depending on the distance a slot takes from the corner, whether it's a half inch or 1 inch, will depend on where it's gonna go. Because the other piece has to be also thought of when they come together. So I gotta be thinking ahead of myself when I'm making pieces that come eventually. So I use the information I've already got to stay within that.
This piece is one of the largest slot pieces by Farrakis ever assembled. When it was installed by the Voigt Family Sculpture Foundation, a couple of welds were added to keep it firmly in place and to conform with modern engineering requirements. Peter Farrakis died in 2009, and this is the last interview he conducted, the last recording of his voice. His sculptures can be found in the collections of major museums across the country.
See, creation is a natural process. Invention, art, is a natural process. The moment you label it, the moment you say what it is, you kill that thing that you're working on. So the more natural you can remain, the more spontaneous you are, and the more you are involved in the nature of things called God. You know, God is a good term for what it is that we are connected to.